producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from talk radio news. None better than my pal, Ellen Ratner, who always has her ear to the ground. Ellen, so much is happening in these last couple of days before everybody gets away.
But I know, and then we're going to have to really work on getting some news.
No kidding. But particularly interesting, I think, is this House vote on this lawsuit against the president. Tell me what the scoop is on that.
Well, it was a party line vote with five of the most conservative Republicans voting to not go with the lawsuit. They voted with the Democrats, but of course they did it because they thought there ought to be impeachment. And this is going to cost, you know, millions of dollars, and it has to do with the president overreaching what he said was going to be the employer mandate, but it was the Republicans that didn't want it in the first place.
Yeah, so go figure, you know, exactly. So five Republicans were against it, including Jones from North Carolina, right?
That's
who wanted
right.
to save money? Yeah, wow. And then the other topic related to this, which you know because you've been covering this political game for a while now, is, and I talked about this on the air last night, how much ammunition is this for the Democrats fundraising-wise, just like the whole impeachment thing?
I don't know why they're doing it. I think it's just stupid.
Yeah. I said if you transformed yourself and you were in charge, you had Priebus's job and you had some influence, wouldn't you tell them just to knock it off?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, and what's this? The rest of it, of course, immigration, what's happening at the border couldn't be bigger. So you have Hoyer, you have Collins that are going to lead this congressional delegation
yes, this
to the border.
Yes, is going to be a congressional delegation. They're going to be speaking with children at the border, et cetera. Now, you know, I said this to a nameless senator the other day who I was actually having a meal with. And I said, you know, are you allowed to go talk to these people? He said, no, we're not allowed to be talking to people who are incarcerated. John McCain went nuts about that. And I said, yes, and the same for Guantanamo. You have members of Congress that aren't allowed to talk to the prisoners in Guantanamo or people who are in these centers. I mean, that's crazy, kids that are in the centers.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, as I said, we have so many things to hit on quickly. I call it the quicksand in the Middle East. So much going on there with John Kerry, the Secretary of State, as you know, trying to broker this deal. What's the scoop on Israel and Hamas and the Gaza Strip and all the mess there? What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that the United Nations was actually told that one of their facilities was again bombed today. It was a school, unclear who was in there, how many people were killed. But, you know, my view is, look, I don't blame the Israelis for wanting to get rid of all the tunnels. And as far as I'm concerned, the press has not done their job as to finding out where those weapons come from for the tunnels. But I don't blame the Israelis for that. But why not then ask the United Nations to go through their, you know, their own people, the blue hats, and secure the facilities and say, make sure there are no bombs there, and then invite the Israelis eventually to inspect, and that's that. But,
yeah, like
but to have Israelis bombing places, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Because ultimately, whether Hamas using the people a human shield, where the targets are, it's still the people. I mean, how many bodies are going to be out on the streets or rolled up, you know, in cloth?
That's what's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. All right, one last one. We mentioned the president at the top and the lawsuit thing with the House and all of that. But the president was in Kansas City, and he's talking about the economy. So was he?
Well, yes. The GDP, that's the gross domestic product, rose to 4% increase for the second quarter this year. That is very, very good news.
Yeah.
And so I think that we are at a point where, you know, this is going to be, the president said that the investments that they put in to education, to all the kinds of things, in the auto bailout, which everybody objected to, has worked very well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen.
And I'll let you know about the other as soon as we find out about it.
Great, thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, Ellen Ratner, as you can tell, they're really diving deep into a couple of different things, including what we mentioned at the top of this, the fact that moving forward, as far as the House is concerned, they passed this resolution to authorize the Speaker, Boehner, to sue Obama over the simple claim that he abused his powers at the expense of Congress and the Constitution. So the vote was 225 to 201. We already mentioned that in the conversation. Not a single Dem voted for it. Five Republicans opposed it. But the big question becomes, will a court really take this up? A lot of constitutional experts are going to say no. They're going to have a lot of doubts that the court is going to actually pursue this, because the legal burden is going to be on the House to present how it specifically was damaged as an institution. Remember, this is the law, by the president's action. So the House being damaged. This is not about America adding up the numbers, what's happened as a result of this executive order, that executive order. That wouldn't really count. It would be specifically driven toward all of the people that voted for that resolution. So they actually tweaked it to give Boehner a little bit more flexibility, meaning that the suit can cite the administration's implementation of any provision of Obamacare. That's where they'll try to take down Obama, with the implementation of it, how it was a mess when you remember when it was first rolled out. And now taking it back, that some of this isn't working, and we're seeing that there's three, four, five elements connected to the Affordable Health Care Act that simply aren't flying and are going to go down. So that will be, I bet, the basis, a big part of what the lawsuit's about, because they're going to have to be able to prove it, and that will be the way to prove it. What's interesting is Texas Republican Pete Sessions says that, look, so the Democrats didn't jump on this, but beware, this is the first step toward impeachment. So we thought the word impeachment was thrown out the other day. Even Boehner said something about it, right? But no. He said the House voted in 98 to impeach Bill Clinton. We all remember that, because he lied to an FBI agent, he lied to a federal grand jury, and he violated the federal law. And then that adds up to, guess what? A felony. In Obama's case, Republicans say he's not executing the law, which is part of that whole lawsuit thing, right? Which he was sworn to do, and that's a whole different process. A whole different process. So you have Pete Sessions saying that, and then you have Greg Walden, who we've got listeners in Oregon, you know him, Republican representative, chairman of the House Republicans political operation. He says, look, impeachment is not on the table. And he said, this is stupid to keep pushing this out there. He was warning other Republicans not to do it. Anytime we raise the issue, it only helps the Democrats make more money, which is exactly what we just talked about. All right, vision isn't enough. So what is the next step when it comes to immigration? We're talking about it on the flip side with you and me here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I do everything I could to make sure California will do its part to shelter any young children that are in need of protection. I certainly would support additional shelters to deal with the particular immediate challenge we have.
All right, so it's about immigration again, and you have two sides to the coin. We know this. We started off the week talking about it, whether you would say, adios, you're out of here, or no, this is ridiculous, it's inhumane. We got to embrace the situation, and if we don't, what do we look like as Americans because of the way we treated the kids at the border? And the stories that we know to be true with so many stuffed in these different barracks and whatnot. I mean, it is a nightmare. There's just no two ways about it. So where are we headed? I said this before, vision is not enough. It's got to be combined with venture. It's not enough to stare up the steps. We must step up the stairs. Vaclav Havlov said that. And we are staring at stairs to nowhere at this point, aren't we? It's so infuriating to me that we can't put the genie back in the bottle, but it harms not only the integrity of the United States and shouldn't have been this way in the first place, because guess what, big business? You let everybody in because you employed so many people when it was against the law. So this started the whole thing. Now we have the situation where, geez, work permits for illegals, which, by the way, would be a killer for the Democratic Party. This goes way beyond what is happening in front of our face, way beyond that. So isn't it interesting there's going to be a congressional delegation taking a tour of what's happening at the border? Listen, part of that is we got midterm elections coming up. this is a hot issue for so many people. What's happening? What's going to be done? This is what people want to know. They also want to know about the dollars and cents, the true numbers, not just things that are being thrown out there as either fear-mongering or thrown out and their numbers are too ridiculously low. So in our next show, we're going to talk with an expert on the specific numbers, the best that we can possibly get them, the best numbers that we can figure out as to what the damage is to our structures in various states, especially border states, but even beyond the border states, because this has been allowed to fester. So on the other end of the spectrum, because I always say, listen, America Tonight is about you. It's about your opinion. It's about the buzz in the backyard. What are we talking about? Let's have the conversation. It doesn't matter. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. Absolutely. You're part of this conversation. So Senator Ted Cruz meets with a group of House Republicans to try to persuade them to oppose Boehner's immigration bill because that's set for a Thursday vote. I mean, that's huge. So there was a late night meeting on Wednesday in Cruz's office. He had Steve King from Iowa was there, Louie Gohmert from Texas there, Matt Salmon from Arizona there as well. They're all working on the whole border issue thing, especially Salmon. He's a member of the GOP's working group on the border issue. Now, Boehner's bill is trying to make it easier to deport the tens of thousands of children who have crossed the border from Mexico starting earlier in the year. Cruz's opposition to Boehner's plan is all lies in the meat of this, that the speaker has declined to defund Obama's Deferred Action for Child Arrivals executive order. Remember, this is an executive order. It's not the DREAM Act. It wasn't voted on in Congress. None of that. Cruz says the only way to stop the border crisis is to stop the president's amnesty. That is disappointing that the border security legislation unveiled doesn't include language to end the president's amnesty. Congress cannot hope to solve the problem without addressing the fundamental cause of it. You know, there's some things Ted Cruz says I think make complete sense in the middle of what sometimes is considered murky because of how he speaks, right? In this case, listen to that one line. Congress can't solve the problem without addressing the fundamental cause of it. Of course, we know this to be inherently true. If we throw close to $4 billion at this nightmare, it's only a Band-Aid. More houses to put people in to house the kids, more immigration judges, more boots on the ground. And then when all the money's gone, poof, we're still left with the same problem. The same problem. I mean, so you're not giving them amnesty, not giving them an amnesty and deport them, right? And nothing different has happened on the border. It's still porous. There's still places to get through, and it's still going to mean the same people come back over, especially now that we have not just people from Mexico. That's old hat. It's really the Central American problem. And every day, this is the other part of this. So now almost $4 billion in play. It's not all going to trickle out at once. It's being voted on, all that stuff, right? But also daily, it's to feed the kids who have come over that we know where ultimately most of them are going back. It's costing $257 a day on top of that, adding into the thousands per kid because it's been so tough to flip this around, to flip it around. So allowing these, you know, what we're seeing is the two ends of the spectrum. Is it harmful to allow 6-7-year-old kids into the country who are, by the way, criminals in their own country because they were part of a violent gang at a very young age? And what happens once we do that? Because there's this thought that wow, these kids, boy, all of them innocents, got to give them, got to help them, got the amnesty note pinned to them. We got to do this. And then when you look further into it, every turn they were having problems in Guatemala and Honduras or El Salvador, one of those places. So once again, this is a sticker that's going across one size fits all. And one size does not fit all. It doesn't fit all. And it's too late to go backwards. So we're stuck with this. We've got to fix it. And we're obviously not fixing it before the break because we only got a couple of days left. And trust me, everyone will bolt. It's like a school kid. You throw your pencil up in the air and boom, summer break, that's it. And that's what's going to happen here. So the House voted to sue the press for delaying the Obamacare mandate, basically. That's what that's turned into. There's money that's going to be rolled out for the VA. I'm certain of that. That will get rubber stamped by the president. But in the meantime, Boehner is going to push up his immigration bill, lift it up the flagpole. Nothing happens with that. So you do the math. We're still stuck in this devastating situation. While we at least have fixed a few things. But it was right up to the deadline. The VA healthcare overhaul. So at least the House approves the landmark bill on Wednesday. $16.3 billion. So that can all move forward. But we are stuck in a horrific situation at the border. And 5 weeks are going to go by. And then, guess what? We're into September. Everybody's running. It's a hot potato, and you pass the hot potato. Nobody is going in deep. Nobody. I mean, the Arizona sheriff, Joe Arpaio, is saying the Border Patrol is too busy with kids, walking them to the restrooms, getting them toothbrushes. This flood of illegal immigrant kids is killing us. We need to deploy troops at the Mexican border, which is what Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, has been forced to do and is doing that throughout the month. Now Arpaio is saying, hey, listen, that's what has to happen here. We see it. We're playing around with our future here by allowing this situation to get worse, to get worse. All right, coming up, more of that conversation. Plus, we're going to mix in some odds and ends next on ATN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, remember, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, we are open 24/7 at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. Or dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're slapping around again some of these ideas about the cockamamie situation at the border. It doesn't do us much good, as I've said. And listen, I sometimes do the same thing where I say, I cannot believe, how do we allow it to get to this point? But the bottom line is, we're beyond that now. So it's solutions. We got to climb up those stairs. As I said before, vision's not enough. You got to combine this with venture. You can't stare up the steps. We have to step up the stairs. When are we going to do that? Conversation is fine. We've been having this conversation for decades. And it's a great political rallying cry with the right people, knowing the demographic will fall in line with their constituents, right? Or not. All right, so Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country, still is, in all these nooks and crannies. Let's go to Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Mr. Dan. How are you?
Good afternoon.
It does feel like afternoon, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's hotter than hell.
Yeah, that's afternoon, exactly.
Yeah, and one of my air conditioners bit the dust, so I've been suffering. A fat boy like me is looking like I'm being rendered.
Oh.
Okay. On this border situation, I've got an idea. Let's tax Mexico for every single immigrant for the price that we're having to pay to support them and send them the bill. And if they refuse to pay it, let's just take some land. Say 25,000 acres right across the border and make it a no man's land. And, put our American guards on the border there and say, you don't come any further. Oh, until you pay this bill, each month, we're going to take another 25,000 square mile acres. Okay?
You know, I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Right. If they want to go to war, fine. We can kick their ass in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea that, okay, fine, then you're going to have to pay tax
yeah,
on this.
You let these people get in here now, you're going to pay for them. Another
right.
thing, we're living in tuberculosis that can't be treated
yeah.
in this country.
Yeah.
We've got chicken pox, we've got measles, we've got diphtheria, we've got whooping cough. And now we've got the threat of Ebola that's already escaped those three countries in Africa. It's now in Nigeria. We've got worldwide, from Lagos, we've got worldwide connections to the United States, to Mexico, to all of South America. It isn't going to be but about a year till we start having reports of Ebola in this country. It's a 90% death rate. The 10% do recover are so sick the rest of their lives, their life really isn't worth living.
You know, Dan, let me stop you there. I'm glad you said that. We're going to have a conversation with Dr. James Hubbard in the beginning of next hour about that. Once you get Ebola, you're right about that. First of all, you're so contagious, at least in the very beginning of it, it's a miracle if you survive it. Most people die.
Okay, I heard something tonight when I was listening to Roger Hitchcock. We were running guns to the Libyans. The Libyans overthrew Gaddafi. Then
right.
the militia now has overthrown the government that we supported in Libya. All the guns are now in the hands of the terrorists. We're sending guns to Syria. The Syrian people that are fighting Assad are Al-Qaeda. We're financing Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. The amount of guns that we ship and the amount of guns that they got receipts for don't jive. And over 750,000 weapons from the United States arsenals are now missing in Afghanistan. We're going to have a bloodbath there. The Taliban's going to take over the country again. And again, all the Humvees and everything that we have tried to support the people there with is going to wind up in the hands of the terrorists. And they're going to keep on with this routine until eventually they're going to be a threat right on our doorstep, which they already are. We got OTMs coming across the border, other than Mexicans. We're talking Syrians, Chinese, all the Arab countries, and they're not coming here to start a business and build a new life.
Yeah, interesting. A mouthful. We talked about the 750,000 before.
Impeachment. I'm going to say above that, okay? On the impeachment. They're doing this Sue thing. They shouldn't do that. They should impeach Obama. He's already violated every single one of his commitments to the United States and violated the Constitution so many damn times that this guy deserves to be thrown in jail.
You know the impeachment thing is not going to happen. You know that's killing them in the fundraising department,
you better
Dan.
Because I'm going to make a lot of money.
I mentioned that last night. I will honor that bet. I said last night I was so sure, but I wasn't worried.
New Jersey girl, it's cold.
It is. You can sell those tickets. We'll give them away. We'll save, you know, spend a bunch of money and
you know, I wonder
spread it around.
I wonder what you're going to come up with to crawfish out of this.
Oh, you are brutal. Dan, I'm so glad that you called. Thank you. All right, you might agree with Dan. You might think, boy, Dan is way out there on the right ledge. What do you say? If you want to throw in your two cents, of course you can. He really went through a bunch of different things there. But 855-266-5283, we've talked about the guns, the missing guns, 750,000. He's right on that number. Gosh, we talked about that probably a month or so ago and how upsetting, of course, that is to us as we finish things out at the end of December. And basically now we're stuck because there is no government in place in Afghanistan. We know that the Taliban is retaking the situation. That's not a shocker. And it's too bad. It's what I always say. Our treasure, our blood, our sweat, our tears. And more than anything, I'm concerned about the people whose lives were shattered in Afghanistan. But then you look to what's been spent there, and it's a mess. And we're not even really tackling that as much because in the quicksand that is the Middle East, my favorite saying, I mean, pick a country and let's talk about it. We did this the other night. We went through every single country. Dan kind of reiterated that, talking about Syria and their power play there, obviously feasting with Al-Qaeda. And what it bounces back to is why you have to be careful who it is that you're getting in bed with in these other countries, because then it comes back to haunt us. And we have seen this before, and now it's playing out. It's playing out again. In the meantime, look at Israel and what's happening with Hamas at the Gaza Strip. By the way, there was an Israeli 4-hour ceasefire for parts of the Gaza. It ended as the Palestinians decided that it's over. Game over. It's done. So we're going to try and hit a market. So it lasted, ended Wednesday. Then you had Gaza firing 27 rockets at Israel, and the Palestinians claimed a hit at a crowded, marketplace. They say this is a humanitarian window, and Israel said it wouldn't halt fire in areas where the military is searching for tunnels, by the way, used by Hamas. So then you have the Hamas spokesperson who's trotted out to talk and says it lacked value because it excluded border areas where Hamas wanted to evacuate the wounded. So the Palestinians say that an Israeli airstrike hit a shopping area during that part of the time, and it killed 16 people and wounded 150. But the strike that happened was in an area that wasn't included in the ceasefire. And the people in that, the people who lived there thought the ceasefire was in place. So the Palestinian Red Crescent, they're called, confirmed the death toll. I mean, this is crazy. It's out of control. Israel has no comment. They're investigating the report, they say, because they don't know, right? They hear what they say. They lob it back. Some video flows, and then that's, then they go and argue about how many people have been killed and was there actually a ceasefire in that particular spot. And this is, you know, Wednesday, they said that a United Nations school was hit by Israeli tank shells and 15 deaths and 90 injuries there. The Israeli military said, well, we fired after our soldiers were targeted by mortars operating from the school. So we fired back. So there's an argument as to the argument to where the shells are going and where a pinpoint ceasefire was supposed to be for 4 hours. I mean, when you have things like the White House spokesperson saying, we're extremely concerned that thousands of Palestinians aren't safe in the UN-designated shelters in Gaza. I mean, no kidding. Get your act together, people. Get it together. Make a decision on this thing. And that's the problem. That's the problem with this. And you know, brokering a deal? Are you kidding me? It's going to take more than John Kerry to broker a deal on this one. I mean, there's the upshot of that. Who is the leader of the free world? We got to go deeper. Hamas, by the way, so far has rejected ceasefire efforts unless its demands are met. So that's the other part of it, including lifting a blockade. So it's the same old, same old. By the way, the army warns people in the areas where the operations are taking place. They say that they drop leaflets over the cities to tell them, and they've been doing that now for weeks on end. All right, those odds and ends, I promise. I'm getting to them on the flip side. You can call 855-266-5283.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
So thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. A big shout out to WTLS 1300 106.5, one of our great affiliates. Got a note from a guy named George who listens to us each and every night there, and he says, Kate, I love it when you say the quicksand of the Middle East. I've never heard it described that way, but I think you hit the nail on the head. More than complicated, it is so necessary to sort all of this out, because will this, for lack of a better way for me to describe it, handheld terror come our way soon? Not to light the fires on that, but we are, as you say, ostriches when it comes to the various things that are happening there. Yeah, you know, it's funny, if you think back just a couple of years ago, remember it was all about, ooh, Arab Spring, we're celebrating, isn't that great? Remember the president, this is what the deal was. I'm embracing this. We're turning this around. We're going to have this relationship. We're going to broker this peace process. And boy, we are so far from that, aren't we? We are so far from that. So you got to ask yourself, how much more? How much more? How much more money? How much more manpower? How much more of everything are we pushing in that direction to the point where, you know, it breaks us in half? Where we've got this situation here at home, we have to deal with what's in front of us with this, the avalanche of Central American kids. We can't play a waiting game with this. We can't afford to do that because we're just seeing that we're exploding it. I mean, this is why you have congressional delegates, as I said, that are going to tour. Why are they going to go take the time, go tour the border? Because they've got people who are burning up their phone lines. Bravo to all of you, by the way, who are taking me up on that. It's power to the people. If you feel those frustrations, and you should, this is our country, our government, for the people, you get it, right? If more people got involved politically, if they wrote the letter, made the phone call, which takes 2 minutes, to the congressperson's office or the senator's office, what a huge difference that would make. And this is why we're seeing that, because people are furious with what's happening. You've got so many gangs of smugglers that, by the way, are attacking randomly now. And when I say they're attacking randomly, my buddy that I've talked about before, who's a longtime Border Patrol agent and can't come on the show, unfortunately, or he would lose his job, but has said that take what you read or what you hear and then multiply it. So when you hear about gangs, picture this. You're driving along. You get pelted by rocks being thrown at the Jeep that you're driving. So much so that they've created these racks that they put over the top of it so that they can continue to drive, right? And then you'll find the errant dead body, the young child, the woman, whoever it is, and then have to figure out, oh, what do we do now? Because you have no idea who it is or where they're from. Could be from whatever country. How old are they? The guessing game, taking them to the morgue. Very grim. It's a grim, grim picture. So when Dan in Texas, who falls into the right of right category, says, well, what about attacks? How about we get that land, those acres, the Nowheresville, so that we can create a block? How about that? How about doing something? And then Mexico saying, well, geez, nobody's seeking asylum here. Hardly anyone's coming here from Central America seeking asylum. No, they're going over to the United States. And we're not doing anything. Let them go across the border. It's your problem, not ours. So how's that? It's your problem. We don't want anything to do with it. And you get these smugglers that are carrying millions of dollars, as my friend said to me, millions of dollars of, you know, pot, coke, meth, name the drug. But especially those are the big three. Those are the big three. And then you've got federal agents who are trying to sort this out. They're trying to shut down as many gangs as they can. And they get shot at. You have ranch workers who see guys crossing into the United States carrying guns and automatic weapons. These aren't exaggerated stories. These are things that my friend said he has taken down information-wise from witnesses. So is the traffic slowing down? Is it more than we're being led to believe in the Rio Grande Valley? Because that seems to be one of the worst places. He says it depends on the day. It depends on the day. So check this out. For the week of July 16th through the 23rd, because, you know, there's reports on it, how many people, illegal immigrants, were picked up? 6,028. How many were not from Mexico? 4,152. So most were from Central America. But there were also people, to Dan's point, from Russia, China, Cuba, India, other nations. And they're this porous area, I call it this porous area, it's the Rio Grande Valley. This is where the attacks against the Border Patrol agents have really increased. This is where they're finding bodies. This is where you see the so-called horrific rape trees. And it hasn't gotten any better. They're coming up with more ways to come across. Even game wardens are saying that they see people wearing black uniforms and they've got rifles. And they've got automatic weapons. And it's a firefight. And this is the kind of stuff, especially in Texas, that the Border Patrol agents are dealing with. You know, they grab the gang members they can. They're trying to cross the border. And we're talking about the infamous MS-13. You don't want to mess with these guys because they got nothing but blank in their eyes. You know what that is? You look into someone, they have no conscience, that meaning that they could blow you away in 2 seconds, not even think twice about it. There's no negotiating. MS-13 could be the worst of all the gangs. So there are people being threatened. This isn't simply, oh, these poor kids, they're crossing. It really isn't. So the Texas governor sends 1,000 National Guardsmen down to help secure the border. That's what the plan is. While the Salvadorians are still among some of the highest numbers to come over, riding the train that the Mexican government told them to speed up. Oh, if you speed up the train, less children will be able to jump on. Oh, hope they don't get caught under the wheels and die, because that's happened, too. I know I'm not painting a great picture. This is what it is. There was a documentary done about it. The documentary is so depressing. But it really illustrates exactly what was happening even before this executive order. It's just that the executive order has made it that much worse. Because it really is the belief, if I can just get across, then I can stay. So the innocents think that it'll be all better and this is the land of opportunity. Then there are legitimately, under the new order, people, kids coming through that should be hooked up with someone on the other side, but they're having a hard time, in many cases, connecting them. Aye, aye, aye. Any solutions, any thoughts? Of course, you can always vent to us at americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.